Welcome to the Fertility Mind Podcast. I am your host, Jessica Friesen, a certified fertility mindset coach, a sound healer, and an international best-selling author. My mission for this podcast is to give you weekly episodes where you hear my own success with IVF and how mindset and manifestation changed it all for me. You will also hear from my guests who share their success stories in the fertility world. I want you to know that you are not alone. Even when things feel tough and when things feel like they aren't going your way, the tools and techniques you will get in this podcast, I know can change everything for you too. So thanks for being here with me today, and let's dive in. Hello and welcome back. I am so excited for today's episode because it's all about the power of making a decision and the even bigger power behind it of following through with that decision, even if it means recommitting to your decision over and over and over again. It's that decision of, yes, I'm going to recommit. So before we dive in, I want to ask you a few questions. And the first question I want to ask you, this is about getting curious with yourself. So make this fun. How do you feel about making decisions? Are you someone that loves to make decisions? Are you someone that says, I know I have to make decisions regardless, so therefore I'm just going to make them? Are you someone that says, the more decisions I can pass off to someone else, the better, my day's better for it? Think about that for a minute. And then I want to dive deeper with you and I want to ask you, do you like making quick decisions? And if you do, are you confident in those decisions or do you start to second guess yourself in those decisions? Then I want to ask you if you're someone that says, no, I don't make quick decisions. I am someone that really likes to weigh out all the options in my mind before I make that definitive decision, so I'm confident in it. Are you someone that says, I'm only going to decide at the very last moment? I'm not deciding until I have to decide, but you procrastinate. You're not actually thinking about it. Or are you someone that shares what it is you have to make a decision about with everyone around you so you get their ideas and their opinions so maybe you validate yourself or maybe someone else's idea or decision can persuade you because when you're left to your own vices, you know you're going to second guess yourself anyway, but it gives you kind of a fallback. Well, I listened to what so-and-so said, so, you know, if it didn't work out, that's because I didn't really decide my decision. I took someone else's. Think about that for a minute. And again, I want to reiterate, this is supposed to just get you curious to bring awareness about how you feel about making decisions and how you actually make decisions. So I'm going to bring a 5-day juice cleanse into this as an example, because I swear every time I open up social media right now, it's join this 5-day juice cleanse, join this 14-day raw vegan eating cleanse, all these different things. And I thought, well, yeah, it's still January. It's still all very much about New Year's resolutions and goals and intentions and eating super healthy and starting the new year off right. But I thought this was relevant because I thought, so say I decided I was going to do a juice cleanse. Do I decide I'm going to do it and then follow through with it wholeheartedly? Do I decide I'm going to do it and then maybe day one or day two, I'm starting to go through a bit of detox and maybe I can't have coffee or something. And I think, oh, I'll just have a coffee today because I need to get through my workday. I need to be present. I need to get all the things done. And this headache is awful. So I'm only slightly cheating, but I'm not really cheating because I'm still following every day. Or do you say, you know what? I cheated. So maybe I'm going to start day one tomorrow. Think about that. This is actually really relevant to thinking about how you make decisions in every area of your life. Think about how you make decisions in your day-to-day life. Do you stop at, you know, a coffee shop on your way to work to grab a coffee? When you're on your lunch break, do you think, oh, I didn't do meal planning for the week. This is what we're going to have for dinner tonight. I'm going to stop at the grocery store. From the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed, you're making decisions. So how do you make decisions? And then think about how you make decisions, like life-changing decisions. Think about when you decided you wanted to have a family and now you're in the fertility world. how are you making decisions? Are you making decisions out of fear? Are you making decisions that just seem like the next logical step? How are you making decisions? And how do you look at the decision that you first made to, yeah, I'm going to do whatever it takes for me to have my family, but I could have never imagined being where I am on this fertility journey or have gone through the things that I've gone through. Think about that. I want you to gain clarity because, guys, when I was planning out season two, I really wanted each lesson to be buildable. So definitely the first five lessons are buildable, but each one of them as a whole has a lot of information, and you could bounce back from, say, episode five, which is vision, to episode one, gaining clarity of the mind. Or you could go from episode four, this one, thinking about how you make decisions, and then go to episode two and start getting raw and real with yourself. If you think about gratitude, how are you feeling about gratitude? And I wanted to talk about this for one quick second because I still get emails and texts and DMs from people saying, how do you find gratitude when you are in the thick of it? And I said, if you can't find gratitude in your fertility journey, and if you can't find gratitude and flip the perspective of all the things that you're going on, go to your local grocery store for a minute. Think about, say it's Taco Tuesday, you love to have that little bit of a citrus hint with freshly squeezed lime on it, or maybe like lime sour cream, lime crema, whatever it is. But you drove to a grocery store and you picked up a lime and it says product of Mexico. Did you ever stop to think about how that was curated, how supply and demand happens, and how a lime from another country came here? Or maybe you go to your local coffee shop or local rotisserie where they actually do like roast the beans in store, and you have your favorite coffee, but it's a product of Peru. Do you ever think of those things? Or maybe there's a specific spice that you love that's a product of India or a product of Italy. Or maybe you even have specialized, you know, like little stores that bring in products from all over the world. You drove to one place and you grabbed something off of a shelf. Can you feel gratitude that you got to have that taste that you really like, but you didn't have to think about any part of it? I mean, you can find gratitude even in the darkest of places. So I want to give you this analogy. Where the light shines, the fog disappears. It melts away. So can you start shining light on the smallest little things in gratitude and start to feel joy? Like, hey, I got to go pick up a lime today. Now I get to have tacos that I was craving today. This is starting to shape up to be a really good evening. Even if your day was completely hijacked. So I want to talk about hijacking of emotions in a minute. But so you can always find gratitude. And I want to give you the analogy of absolutely shining light. So when you shine light on your vision, I don't want to talk too much about vision because that's episode five. But when you shine light on your vision and you start to illuminate it, you can align your decisions with your vision. And you can make decisions from your vision, which means you get yourself out of this cyclical pattern that you're in. Because right now, I know many of you are waking up and it just seems like Groundhog Day. Eat, sleep, repeat. Negative things are happening. Week after week, month after month, maybe even year after year, you are still on this fertility journey, and it's just your emotions are being completely hijacked by fear and uncertainty and a lot of other things right now, because everywhere you look in your environment, based off of your conditioning, your emotional impacts, everywhere you look right now, someone has what you desire, and it's just proof that you don't have it yet and you don't even know when you're going to get it. You are focusing all of your attention on everything that's going around you. You keep yourself in this negative feedback loop, this negative cyclical pattern. So I'm saying, watch the fog melt away by shining light in your vision. Now I want to take you back to 2019, because when I wanted to create this podcast, guys, I was still very much a people pleaser. I had this vision of how I could help on a bigger way because I was starting to meet women in one of my local coffee shops. I was sharing on social media my fertility journey, and I was starting to have conversations over social media. And I loved this feeling of community. I loved this feeling of helping people who were just like me, who felt so incredibly alone. And that became my mission and my goal. And I said, I don't ever want anyone to feel like I felt and felt so alone. So whether you're listening to me in your car, or you're listening to me in your earbuds, or the comfort of your own home, for you to know that you're not alone, even if I could have helped one person, that seriously gave me goosebumps. And that thought alone was like, wow, if I can help, my God, I will. I was also just starting to study mindset and manifestation and learn all the things that were going on autopilot, but I was still very much that people pleaser. And I was also, my emotions, I truly believe, were being hijacked by that dirty little F word fear and by my fertility medications and hormones. So my lack of deciding to launch my podcast, I kept saying, when the timing is right, I'll know, and then I'll launch it. I didn't want to decide a date because once I decided a date, that meant I had to get to work and start doing it. But my emotions were hijacked by fear. The thought of disappointing someone, the thought of someone judging me or saying some mean comments, the thought of people judging me for being so open about my fertility journey, the thought of offending someone or someone not receiving my information the way I meant to, not coming across as sensitive as I mean to, because this is an incredibly sensitive topic. Maybe I wasn't tactful. All of these things were so relevant in my mind. They were so predominant that that was the loudest voice in my head. So this vision that I was holding was fading away and getting like smaller and smaller and smaller because the fog, which was my hijacked emotions, were so the fog. It was getting denser and denser and denser. And I just said, you know what? It will remain in my vision, but when the time is right. So my lack of indecision, guys, took me till 2023 to launch, for me to press that button of publish. And when I finally pressed that button, because I made a decision in January 2023 that I knew my book was launching in January, so I knew February I wanted to have just an equally as exciting month, so I was going to do my podcast. I went to work. Oh, yes, when I pressed that publish button, there was still fear. It was an excited fear, though. It wasn't that uncontrolled fear that hijacked my emotions. It was the fear of like, oh, I'm putting myself out there, but I know I can do this. Fear can be a really good thing because it's a benchmark, but when it gets out of control, so when you're in that cyclical pattern, your fear is out of control. Everything is out of control. So how do you get out of it? Start shining light on your vision. Start finding gratitude in the smallest of ways. Get raw and real with yourself. Create clarity of the mind. But what I want to share with you is it's deciding. Decide right here and right now that no matter what, you are worthy. Decide here, right here and right now, that no matter what, whenever that inner chatter begins, you can say, no, I'm redeciding today that I am worthy. Decide here, right now, no matter what you have to go through, you are going to have your desired family. And then recommit time and time again. Every time you hear an undesired news, or maybe you're grieving and you heard yet again another blow to your emotions, another massive emotional impact, decide, yes, I feel this grief. Yes, this is hijacking my emotions again, but decide, I'm going to connect to my vision. Decide, maybe it's deciding that you're worthy. Maybe it's deciding to connect with a fertility mindset coach. Guys, I am here for you. Please reach out. This is your invitation. Please reach out. I am here to help you. Whether it's through email or contacting me on social media, please reach out. But what I'm trying to say is when everything becomes so unclear, that fog is so dense, you can make a decision that right here, right now, you're deciding that no matter what you have to go through, you are strong. No matter what you have to go through, no matter what your bank account says, you are going to get your desired family. There is such power in making that decision. You don't need to know the how, you don't need to know the when, but what you do need to know is your decision. And then reminding yourself to decide to recommit to that decision, no matter what is going on in your environment. Can you do that? Yes. Are you willing to do that? That's up to you. I can give you all the tools and all the information, but it's you that has to do it. And that's why I'm saying I'm here to be your cheerleader. I'm here to help you, and I'm here to hold your vision for you when you feel like you can't hold it right now. That's what I do. That is what a fertility mindset coach does. I am here for you. But I need you to know that you are worthy, you are strong enough, and you are powerful. So if you don't know that, decide to start telling yourself that every day until that's ingrained into you, until you can start believing that. It all starts with a decision, and the bigger power is seeing that decision through until the end, not deciding to go with the next logical thing or not deciding to make decisions out of fear because everything around you is hijacked by your emotions and telling you that you don't know you're going to have what you want. Decide right here and right now. Decide. There is power in decision. So I am here to tell you, I am so proud of you and I love you so much. I am so giving you my heart and sending you so much love, because if you ask any one of my clients, I cry with my clients. I know how incredibly unfair infertility is. I know how this feels cruel. I know how this really hijacks your self-worth. It hijacks your emotions. And I know you sure as heck didn't ask for this journey. So please make a decision. Make a decision right here and right now. And have an amazing day. I want to express my deepest gratitude for you tuning in with me today. I am proud of you, and I am sending you so much love. I want you to remember that you hold incredible strength and power within you. If this episode resonated with you, or you know anyone that would benefit from hearing, please share. And if you haven't done so already, head over to Spotify or Apple, and please leave a rating and a review. In love and light, Jessica.